Bone Boy Speaks, episode 913, Don't LastPass Panic. I find it interesting that people sort of kind of lose their minds when security incidents happen with certain companies, because people are generally misunderstanding of the severity of a particular issue, and I see this oftentimes, and sometimes it's underreacting and sometimes it's overreacting. With companies that are doing their security right, the reaction's overreacting. In some cases, it's companies that maybe are doing security wrong, it's underreacting. And this is definitely a case with LastPass. It's definitely a case of overreacting in most cases, because what happened is that somebody had hacked into LastPass systems, and it's a password manager that information stored in the cloud, but they do a very good job of encrypting the data. So if they got a subpoena, right? I mean, all they would have is an encrypted blob, and it's encrypted so well it would be unfeasible to do in any sort of reasonable period of time, and they're constantly ramping up the number of encryption rounds and things that they're doing to make it that much more difficult to actually get the data. But so apparently some small amount of data could have been compromised, and it wasn't any of the encrypted blobs with all the passwords. It was things like the username, right, which is usually an email address, which is usually pretty well known, and maybe like a password guess, or the password reminder text, which is maybe a couple, and maybe some hashes, right? So they did the right thing. First of all, they had disclosed using via a blog post, and then of course sent email out to customers. Now, some people criticized LastPass for doing it that way, but let's face it, sending email out to thousands or tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions of people is actually takes time, right? There is no like really fast way to email a bunch of people all at once. I mean, it just takes time to do it. So the fact that I got the email, several hours after after I saw the blog post from somebody had shared it on Twitter. It's like, okay, fine. They did what they took reasonable action, and they said, look, we're also going to lock down access. If you're accessing from a different place than we normally see you from, we're going to require you to verify your account and using either two-factor authentication or using, if they haven't set that up, we'll require with email that you have to go click on a link or something. So I think, and really what it comes down to is that they've designed their system in a way that, yes, okay, some small amount of information was compromised, but really nothing of value was compromised, right? And that's what you want. And so if something does get compromised, that the impact is minimal. And they also said, okay, well, we're going to prompt people to change their master password, which is actually the thing that causes all of the, that's used to encrypt all the information. So of course, when you do that, it basically means it's going to re-encrypt all of the data with new keys and stuff, which it's probably a good idea to do that every once in a while anyway. So I kind of looked at that as an opportunity to say, yeah, okay, maybe I should change my master password because it's been a while. So I did that, and I shared the blog post, but it's just not that big of a deal. Now I also find it amusing that people are saying, oh well, this I should be using one password. Well, really, with one password, all you're doing is, so if you're using the sync features of one password, right? The way that one password shares data between applications is it uses Dropbox, and so you've got these files in Dropbox that could potentially be obtained. If somebody guesses your Dropbox password or compromises your PC or whatever, well, guess what? They've got your data anyway. So I don't see that using one password, especially if you're using device sync, right, is any better, right? Because I think it's even worse because it's not like Dropbox has a particularly a stellar security record either. I definitely trust the guys at LastPass more. And yes, it's cloud based, and so this is one of those I'm balancing convenience and security security. I will freely admit that. But I think the LastPass guys are doing it about as well as you can do it. And the whole service is designed to be, you know, essentially, you know, trust no one as much as possible. And yes, they've added some features in there that make it a little bit easier for, you know, sharing passwords, whatever. I don't use any of that stuff, right? I'm just using, you know, it's just, I just have my master password, and I don't share individual, you know, encrypted passwords with other people because that does decrease security. But it's always a balance you have to have with these things. I mean, the whole, you know, if you're really being secure, you won't use a password manager at all. But the reality is that you have, there's so many sites that you have to log into, and you want to have the passwords be something that's not memorable, so that it's harder to type or whatever. And the only way you can even attempt to manage that is with a password manager. So anyway, so I use a password manager because it makes that whole process just about 100 times easier. Did I even log into that site or whatever? I mean, I'm kind of doing that now. Since I'm actually going through all my LastPass sites and changing passwords. Now, they have an auto password change thing, but I don't think I've ever played with it. But regardless, I'm not panicking over this LastPass thing. I mean, there's, you know, just change your master password. That's about the, you know, even they're saying you don't really have to do that, but we're going to prompt users to do it anyway, just because it's the right thing to do. And I think that's what you have to do. So I'm not going anywhere LastPass. I'm happy to pay my $12 a year. It's money well spent. I love you guys. This is not a, I'm not worried about what is being seen here. So everybody else can calm down. Don't panic. You know, if you're using LastPass, you got nothing to worry about. These guys are doing it right. And I'm not to say that 1Password is wrong. I'm just saying that the risk, if you're using 1Password with device sync, you're not really, you're not in any better shape doing that versus, because you're just outsourcing the risk to somebody else. Don't panic. It's fine. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.